As I know, Elizabeth Paradovich was born in Petersburg and was a very important figure in the civil rights movement for Alaska Natives. What don't people know about Elizabeth Paradovich that you found out over the years?
From my research, I've thought just recently about her compassion. She had to be a compassionate person. If she was a mother of three, I haven't seen too many mothers who were not compassionate towards your surroundings, to your living conditions, or whatever. I've read some of her children's paperwork on what they thought of their mother. They knew that she was working on a lot of issues, but they didn't know what and how powerful she was. And the only thing I can think of is because she'd come home and be a mom. And that's where I've been kind of focusing on my research this year. In the past, I've been thinking about mostly her work. This year, I've been concentrating on her motherhood.
As a person as well.
Yes, a person that she was.
And we've heard the tale of her getting up and talking in the legislature for passage of the bill. Have you researched leading up to that speech that she gave and what it took to get up there and make that address?
This year, I've paid attention to how she was, like I said, as a mother. Mm-hmm. Well, she was in a legislative hall. Before the passage in 1945, there was a failure in 1943. And I have to think about some of the heartbreaks, sadness, and disappointments that her and Roy went through because of the 1943 failure. But after that, you know, then they had the legislative group meeting every 2 years. So the next session was to be in 1945, and she brought her children to the legislative halls with her and sat behind her quietly while she worked on her sewing. And in my mind, I could see her doing that and to listen, and how she sat there and formed in her mind every negative thing or every positive thing that was being said in those halls, and to give her the opportunities to speak and for her to say her famous speech. I guess everybody has favorite parts of her speech, and mine is when she said that no laws will end larceny, they won't end murder, and this law won't end discrimination, but people should know that the legislatures have in your mind that we want to do something about it. We want to fix it.
It should be on record that it's condemned.
Right.
Yeah. How about just the importance of celebrating the day that's named after her?
I believe that she would say today, it's not about me. It's all about the people that suffered discrimination and that were denied so much services because they were Native. I believe that she would be the first one to say that. It's not about me. I believe that she would want us to continue to work towards a better democracy, work together. I have seen throughout a lot of communities where there is trouble between organizations, and it's just not Native organizations. You see the turmoil on Wall Street and other places, but we need to work together. It took us too long, and it was too hard to be fighting among each other. That is one of the things that I'm sure Elizabeth would want people to remember, is to work together.